I was a little girl from a tiny little village, and I still am that little girl from Sligo, and I was able to win a medal at the Olympics. So it just shows that you can do anything you put your mind to. Now, those were the words of Mona McSherry after she took bronze in the 100 metres breaststroke in Paris last night. In her home in Grange in Sligo, there was huge excitement. At her grandparents' home, family who weren't in Paris gathered to watch her race. Here's the final few seconds of the 100 metres breaststroke and the moment everyone knew Mona had a medal. Our Midlands correspondent Gail Conway was in Grange last night. Gail, what was the atmosphere like? It sounded great there.
It was so joyful, Cian. It was an honour to be with Mona's family and be welcomed into their home for such a special moment in their lives. We were in Patrick and Marie McSharry's house, Mona's grandparents, who were oozing with pride. Now, this is her grandfather, Patrick.
We're so proud of her and all the hard work she has put in over the years. Many a hard morning, frost and snow, she went swimming. So all here in Grange is so proud, and thank you very much. She was mad into swimming. She was, as a child, they took her on holidays and she had a little mishap in the water that they were worried about. And then when they came home, they said they would train Mona how to swim or get her coaching. And it started from there. She went to Belashannon. And when she got more competitive, the mother would go at 6 o'clock every morning to Belashannon, to the swimming pool, and again in the evening. And a very hard road. And I'm so proud of Mona. And if I had a message from Mona right now, I would give her a big hug and tell her how proud I am.
Well, it's not just Mona's granddad who's proud. It's how everyone in the house was feeling last night and no doubt today. But this was their reaction just moments after she took third place.
I'm Mona's auntie, Patricia, the really proud auntie. I am just elated. I feel like I've done the swim myself. I'm just so delighted for her. It's amazing. Such an achievement. She's dreamed of this since a little girl. But, you know, you hear these things being said and just the reality of it is just so much more amazing. We're so proud. She's just our hero.
So my name is Bree McSharry and I am Mona's first cousin. She's been going towards this, I mean, her whole life. She's such an inspiration to anyone our age and anyone in Ireland and across the world.
My name is John. I'm an uncle of Mona's. This is one of many accolades that she has, but probably the one that is special to her because the Olympics was always her dream.
This is a tiny village. Tell us the population. And do you think there's something in the water that's made Mona so good?
Well, you know, the water is really good here, but what's really special about Mona, it's a small village of 700-800 living in it. But what's really special about what Mona achieved was she started swimming in a 25-metre pool. And in that time, over maybe 10, 12 years, she managed to become the European junior champion and the world junior champion out of a 25-metre pool. So it's just astonishing what she has achieved. And I think it's just got determination, resilience. Very, very proud for everything she's achieved. So well done, Mona. We're very proud for you.
Oh, well done, Mona. Such an inspiration, as they were saying there, Gail. And one happy family in Grange. But you went up to Ballyshannon.
I did. That's where the pool Mona used to train in is. And her swimming club, her former swimming club, Marlins, had a viewing party in a Rua GAA club where I spoke to Marlins treasurer Karen Somerville and some of the young club members.
Well, as somebody said there this evening, it's like winning the lotto. And to think that we have an Olympic medalist from Ballyshannon, our little pond here in Ballyshannon, is just incredible. And it has taken years of sacrifice, and we're so privileged here in Marlins to have been on that journey with her.
After seeing how Mona did it, definitely inspires me to get more forward. Oh, it must take loads of hard work. Like, the muscle you would need to get that far is mental. The right mind really gets you far, but if you don't have the right mind, you never really get that far.
to see someone come all the way from training with us in the mornings in Ballyshannon over the road to winning on the on an Olympic stage. It's always hard to believe, but if there's ever someone that was going to do it, you'd always think Mona was the one.
And as they were saying there, it's like winning the lotto from an Olympic medal from a pool in Ballyshannon. And the celebrations are likely to continue in Grange, Ballyshannon and across Sligo throughout today. And of course, when Mona comes home. Gail Conway, thank you.
Well, let's head to Paris now and talk to Damien O'Mara. Damien, it is all about Mona this morning. What a race.
It was phenomenal, and to be there and to witness it firsthand was just so special. We have talked about the likes of, say, Anton DuPont or Simone Biles being the face of these Olympics, and I think there's no doubting this morning who the shining light of Team Ireland is and who set the marker down for the rest of the team to follow. So listen, there is only one story for us this morning. It's Mona securing that first medal at the Games. It's only Ireland's 36th medal in all. This, of course, is the centenary of Ireland taking part in the Olympics. And she went into last night's final, women's 100 metres breaststroke. It was a heavily stacked final as the second fastest qualifier. And I think the quality of the field evident in the fact that just 0.3 seconds split the first four home. And the placings, for anyone who watched the race, you will know, changed on multiple occasions in those closing 10 metres. So Tatiana Smith of South Africa taking gold in 105.28. China's Keating Tang second in 105.54. And Mona third in 105.59. So she beat Italy's Benedetta Pilato in fourth and the current world record holder American Lily King in fifth by just a single hundredth of a second to bring that much sought after bronze medal back to Sligo.
What can Mona McSherry do? She's proven in the past that she doesn't have the back half speed in the 100, but she certainly has it here. Up in lane one, Pilato also involved here. The Chinese world record holder, the defending champion, might go on to win here, but it's going to be a blanket finish for the medals. Smith also getting involved. Can McSherry take something here? She's taken the bronze medal. A bronze medal for Ireland in 65.59 seconds.
So that's how John Kenny called them home. And shortly after the medal ceremony, when I think she will admit herself, Mona was still in a kind of storm of euphoria, I had the opportunity to have a quick chat with her and initially asked her if the achievement had started to sink in.
I think watching the flags raise and I started crying, and I honestly probably haven't stopped crying since. It has kind of hit me a little bit, but I'm probably going to go home tonight and stare at the medal and be like, wait, is this really mine?
Talk to me about what that sensation is like to see your flag raised at what is the Everest of sport.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I think that's something that we all strive for, and there's so many different benefits to sport that are, you know, come before winning, but we all want to race and, you know, be the fastest and, you know, get your hands on the wall first. And so to see that actually come to fruition and have a full stadium of quite a few Irish flags waving and then see mine rise is just unbelievable.
I was thinking over the course of the day, knowing I was coming here, about how long a day it was for the race to roll around for us. I'm wondering, was the split second between touching the wall and waiting for the result to come up on the screen, that must be the most agonising time of your life, rather than waiting around all day for the race to take place?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I feel like I've seen pretty quickly. They have the lights on the blocks now, like 1, 2 and 3. So if your block lights up, you know you're getting a medal. And so I touched the wall and I seen the second for China beside me. And then I looked at my, I was like, oh no. And I looked at my own and seen the 3 dots. And I was like, okay, I just want a medal.
I drove through Grange last weekend and there are more Olympic flags in what is a small village. The post office, the kids' play centre, the Super Value, everything is emblazoned for yourself and Chris. This is your medal, it's hard earned, but there's an awful lot of people around Sligo and around that part of the country have played a role in you bringing this home.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't even, I'd be here all night naming all the people that are part of this success, because it really is just so many people, and I'm so grateful for the whole community, my family and everyone supporting me, not only in Sligo but also in Knoxville. I have a big support system and I wouldn't be able to do it without them.
You know there's a small bit of the Eiffel Tower in the medal.
I did know that.
So you're bringing the most iconic thing of Paris home with you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your mine of information there, a little bit of the Eiffel Tower in the medal. Well, the country was watching her last night and we heard from Grange and Ballyshannon, and there were plenty of McSharries and others in Paris too, Damien.
Yeah, one of the hallmarks that you see, now it's across all the delegations, but particularly with Team Ireland, the idea of Team Ireland is such a false concept because the athletes spend 2 weeks together or even less every 4 years, and then they don't see, you know, rugby players with boxers and athletes with swimmers and everything else. A massive contingent of Irish athletes at the La Défense Arena last night, particularly the rugby men's sevens team who finished competing. There was also a very large travelling support, as one would expect, from the northwest of Ireland, and Gary Moran was amidst the celebrations which were breaking out on the concourse outside the stadium afterwards, and he spoke with Mona's brother Morris and first her father Aidan.
Tell us what it was like watching that incredible race.
I'm just so delighted for Mona. It was brilliant. It was a super race, and I'm just over the moon completely. Like, I've no words to describe it. Like, it's just fabulous. Like, and that's all I can say. She's an incredible girl. She worked so hard to get this far, and I'm so delighted that she walked out with a medal. You know, she really deserves it. Like, you know, and for Ireland, it's brilliant. You know, so.
What's it like there, you know, 10 seconds before the start of the race, she's on the blocks waiting to go, and you're her dad, watching all the effort she's put in, knowing it's going to be close. It was close.
Yeah, it was really very close, but I had the feeling that Mona was going to come back with a medal, and just so delighted for her. Yeah, just so delighted for her. Yeah, there was a group of us together, we were so tense, but Mona pulled it through, so we're delighted for her, you know.
And what about yourself? You're Mona's brother.
I'm Mona's brother, yeah.
Your name is?
Marek.
So watching your older sister there, bringing home an Olympic bronze medal.
Oh, geez, nerve-wracking, but amazing experience. Yeah.
The tension in it, because it was so close, and it was expected to be close, but 1/100th ahead of two other swimmers.
Yeah, I was sitting there watching the two, third and fourth flash up, and I couldn't see in the touch, but when I saw on the board, then I was delighted. Yeah,
So when she touched, I don't think anybody could have really separated them with just naked eye.
No. I don't know. No words.
But anyway, have you got a chance to talk to her yet?
No, but hopefully. I don't know about this evening now, but hopefully soon I'll get to speak to her.
Yeah, she'll have to stay a bit grounded, I suppose. More races to come this week.
Yeah, more races to come, so she's going to have to keep on top of things and not get too excited now. Keep her focus.
And Audrey, it was just great to be there and to see this like gathering of people with Mona McSharry t-shirts on them and the Mona chants and like the outpouring of goodwill, not just from Irish fans, but, you know, just random people from other delegations stopping and wanting to take part in the celebrations and the understanding of what it takes, not just to qualify to be here, but to then subsequently medal from here. So great scenes out around La Défense.
Absolutely. We'll be talking to Mona's mother, Viola, later in the programme. It rounded off a pretty good day for Ireland yesterday.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, there's certainly a nice bit of momentum starting to build. So in terms of the pool, we had Ellen Walsh finished 8th in the 400 metres individual medley. Danielle Hill was 8th in the 100 metres backstroke semi-finals. Kelly Harrington has got the defence of her women's 60kg title up and running. A fairly routine win, let's be very honest, over Italy's Alessia Messiano. She'll now fight Colombia's Angie Paola Valdez-Bana for a medal in the quarterfinals tomorrow. And Nat Wehan comfortably recorded his second win in the men's badminton. He beat his Nepalese opponent last night. Difficult evening for the women's rugby sevens team, beaten 47 by Australia in the quarterfinals. Liam Jagoo seventh in the canoe slalom. The men's hockey squad beaten by Tokyo silver medalist Australia. They faced the reigning bronze medalists India today. They've had a difficult draw. A lot of focus starting to build down in Marseille for the sailing. Robert Dixon, Sean Waddilove second overall at the midway point in the men's skiff, with ninth finish overall in the team eventing yesterday. And the rowing lightweights double sculls, Aoife Casey and Margaret Kemen, comfortably won their repechage, so they qualify for the semi-finals.
Well done to them all. Damien, we'll talk to you again after 8. Thank you very much.